part one. You're listening to another episode of
Total Talk Nonsense
with John and Scott.
All right, Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
Do you recognize this song, Scott?
I do. It's Good Girls Don't. It is a song that we used for my creative response project for English class. It was a creative response project based on the short story by James Joyce for English literature. It was a college-level class, John. And you helped me quite a bit on this because was in the back in the day when digital wasn't available. So we had to shoot on analog, and you converted everything to digital for me so that I could put everything together.
I did the preliminary edits before you took over.
Plus you did the opening, the entire opening.
Oh, right.
It was a John production, a Bam Jam.
You could see that on the website. Where's it at?
It is on our homepage. Just click on Araby. You could save it or you can watch it. It's about a 6-minute video. It's 13 meg, and it's our first venture into
video, movies, something.
Yeah, into movies. Oh, did I mention I'm writing a script?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Another script?
Yeah, I'm writing a script, and it has to do with the end of the world.
And, as we know it.
We only need three principals and a couple of newscasters, and maybe Phil could. We need a primary
Phil McCracken.
Yeah, Phil McCracken, maybe he could be the one. And God damn it, I'm being distracted by instant messaging.
Oh, how do you like it? Oh, that's role reversal. Here. Oh, I don't. He don't listen to me.
All right, John, this is an ad hoc episode. It is not episode 101. It is ad hoc.
That's right. We might be doing it this way. We're doing it via Skype, right?
We are doing it via Skype, and the reason for that is we had some scheduling conflicts, and I have to be at home. I cannot leave my house. So we hooked up this Skype connection.
Tell them about the ankle bracelet.
And that, well, that I didn't want to mention that, but
Sorry.
Can talk about that if you want to.
She was, well, you thought she was 18, right?
Yeah.
She was only, what, 12?
Come on, man. It's my first show back.
I'm kidding. Come on. It's a joke.
Cocksucker. It's cork sucker.
That was Good Girls Don't by John and Scott.
So a lot of stuff going on, John, since we last broadcast.
Yeah.
Festivus Tetanus is taking shape. And what we have to see here, I'm totally
distracted. Come on, man. Stick with the show. You have to read it, though.
We have some firm, concrete plans for Festivus Tetanus. We'll be at the Beacon Tap on September 29th. That's a Saturday.
Oh, fuck.
For Festivus Tetanus. Not only will it be a Midwest podcast gathering, but we're going to have podcasters from other countries, John. Other countries, okay?
Yeah.
They're going to be from the UK, from Canada, and from Argentina.
Hello, Mata. Hello, Fada. Here I am at Camp Canada.
We will be performing live as well, John. Not only that, but Punky is going to be represented on stage. Pauly B and Tony Hearn are going to come up and do three songs with us. You know, I should probably clear that with Rick before I broadcast
it
internationally.
Think so. Yeah, you might.
Too late. Rick's got to stick to it.
I'll
talk to him. I'll talk to him on Thursday.
Just talk about them playing your bass and your equipment.
Oh, right, right. When he has gigs, yeah. And they just use my stuff.
Yeah. And Tony Rossi comes up and plays my shit.
One of the songs will be Too Drunk to Fuck by the Dead Kennedys. That will be Pauly B singing Tony on lead guitar. And then we're going to get together with him. He's going to have two practices with us, John. You know why?
Yeah.
Because he's going to be living in the studio.
He's living like a homeless man in the studio.
He's not going to be able to do anything but
I feel
help.
Bad. I'd
Why
like
do you
to
feel
let
bad?
Him. Well, I think he's more civilized than Pauly B because he broke
we
my sink.
We can't be sure.
Yeah, well, I don't
know.
Well,
you know, Pauly B gave all UK people a bad name when he broke your sink.
I know.
We can't, we can't extend.
Although, I gotta admit, the guy sleeps until like 1 in the afternoon. Me and the wife are sitting around thinking, are they still here? Are they alive? what do we
Well,
do?
They're on UK time.
Oh, right.
You know, that whole fucked up dating system. Yeah. They got the whole time thing, too. Like, not get up till 3 p.m.
That's right.
That's a UK thing.
No doubt.
No doubt, John.
Hey.
All right, so.
I wanted to talk about your. Are we?
No, what do you got?
What are you
what
talking
you
about now? Are we going to keep talking about what?
No, we got the Festivus Tetanus at the Big and Tap September 29th with a live performance by AKC, which is always enjoyable, John. Always enjoyable.
Yeah.
Because they are true professionals when it comes to showmanship and music.
Who's that?
Live music. AKC.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. We are definitely.
We will be joined by guests Tony Hearn and Pauly B on stage for the AKC performance. And
Stefan C.
And Stefan C. will be here also, a listener from the UK. I do have some emails that I received. What did you have, John?
Oh, I was just going to talk about your Araby project.
Oh, the Araby. Getting back to Araby, what we opened the show with. Right. Yeah. What did you want to say about Araby?
Well, the video that you put on there, I have a lot of, all the raw footage.
You have the raw footage,
all
right?
All the raw
right?
footage on my PC. Plus, I have a couple of edits I did, and I think one of yours. But what I found funny was, you know the scene where the Brian goes into the refrigerator and starts throwing the beers to everybody?
Yeah, there's a blooper there. Is that what you found
yeah.
funny?
Yeah. Why the hell did you do that, man?
What
it was
mean?
A really good edit. Here's the blooper. See if you can pick it up. This is Brian throwing a bunch of beers to people and subsequently catching it, and the last guy gets a conk in
You're not
going
to play the audio, are you?
Yeah.
Don't play the audio.
Here it is.
Come on. Ask him to go to the homepage, view the video, and see if you can see the blooper.
Hey,
it's going to be impossible to know the audio.
No, this is for our audio. This is for our listeners to tell us after hearing it what part where is the blooper in this when they watch
right.
it. So everybody's got to see
blooper?
It because it is really funny.
It is the only blooper.
The edits aren't that there. Clean. Well, they're pretty clean. They're just some of them go a little long. It was the first time, but it is a very funny. Video, I think. But
well, you know what's fascinating to me is I put the thing together.
Yeah.
And I just noticed after like the 500th view, because when you're editing, you're watching it all the time. I just noticed that he gets the protagonist gets knocked unconscious.
Yeah,
and
right.
While he's unconscious, he has a dream sequence. So it's like. Two levels removed from reality. I just noticed that
Wait
not
a minute.
Too long
he
ago.
He has a dream sequence.
Right, while he's unconscious.
Oh.
While he's unconscious, he falls asleep and has a dream.
But he gets up and karate's the shit out of the last guy.
No, not that. When he's in the classroom, the math classroom,
yeah.
he falls asleep.
Right.
And he has a dream sequence.
Yeah.
And then he wakes up.
Right.
But he's unconscious. So while he's unconscious, he has a dream sequence.
How could he be unconscious?
Oh.
When
have you seen the
when
video
he gets punched
recently?
Out? So you're saying... Okay, go ahead.
When the beer can...
Dude, he gets knocked unconscious twice in the movie.
He gets unconscious.
Unconscious. He gets hit with a can, and then he's unconscious.
Yeah.
Then he gets punched in the face, and he's laying unconscious, and all of a sudden, he wakes up and starts kicking ass. Another dream. So he has a dream within a dream within a dream.
No, but when he got knocked out, he never had a dream. Only when he fell asleep in math class did he have a dream.
I see. So wasn't he dreaming when he was unconscious?
Unconscious.
A sphincter said what?
No, he did not have one.
Okay, well, anyway, go check that out. Scott's also got
a homepage
and another one on Google. A full-length feature.
Oh, you know what pisses me off about Google now is when you go to look for that and you find
it. Just put it on the webpage.
Yeah, I got to put it out there because when you find it, you have to wait like 30
forever,
minutes for the goddamn thing to download. Where before, with Google, you could just start playing it and it would play as it downloaded. But now you have to download the whole thing before you can play it. And it's an hour and 4 minute movie, rockumentary, John, if you will.
Right.
Right on.
I just got distracted.
Yeah, me too.
I'm using two computers, Scott.
We're being IM'd by another podcaster, and the question was, are you actually recording now? I guess she doesn't think this is broadcast material.
Oh, right. We suck.
We would never record something like this.
I don't even know how it's going to come out. I hope it sounds okay on the tape.
Who knows? We'll find out. We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out, John.
So anyway, how about Brittany, man? Did you see her?
Hold on, man. Before we get to Brittany, I got some emails concerning Festivus Titanus. Stefan C.
Oh, your ass breaking up my PC, man.
Sorry about that. I have booked my flight, and I will be getting into Chicago on Friday the 28th. All right, so Stefan C. will be here. Then Tony Hearn, hey, guys, just thought I'd touch base. Have now realized it's September, and I'm in Chicago in a few weeks, and I've done absolutely no planning. But that's okay. He doesn't have to because we'll hook him up. You know what I'm saying, John?
Yeah.
Excuse me. So I replied to him.
Well, I thought he and Pauly B were going to plan together.
Well, what's happening is they're both coming in around the 22nd, right?
Yeah.
And they're going to hang out for a couple of days. Then Pauly B is leaving Tony Hearn. Tony Hearn does not want to go with Pauly B as Pauly B travels to the south of this great United States of America, John. So Tony B's going to hang in Chicago while Pauly B heads south, and then Pauly B's coming back for the weekend.
That was just silly.
Wow.
So Tony Hearn's going to be staying at our studio, John. So we got to clean it up, and we got to get that bed over there from Rick's.
We got to get that ring out of the toilet, too.
Yeah. I'll work on the bathroom.
The ring of death.
Also, I was going to bring a TV over there and a DVD player in case, you know, he wants to watch some flicks or something.
Yeah,
you know, if he's got some downtime.
I got one, too.
And he just wants to relax. You got one what?
Dude, I don't have room for both of them. I have room for one of them.
Hello.
I'm here.
I can't hear you.
Hello. I'm here, man. I'm here.
Yeah, you cut out for a bit. That's okay. Technical difficulties. We're over Skype. Okay, I got this other email. This is from Pat McGroin. Play the music, start the show already. I have gone through the archive and listened to old shows. I even watched the catheter video, spelled with a K, on Google, and was just this morning watching Araby. Great body of work, but let's crank up the fart jokes for a new season of TTN, John. Dust off those mics, crack a beer, and let's have some fun. That's Pat in Connecticut, a.k.a.
no
Pat
doubt.
McGroin.
Thank you, Pat.
We got a shitload of email. I'm just reading a couple of them here. This is from Craig O'Donnell. Jesus Christ, where are you guys? Holidays over about 24 hours ago, and the world is waiting. Please release episode 101. you cocksuckers.
It's funny. That's what I call this ad hoc 101.
Ad hoc 101. Yeah. I first came across your show back in April 2006, being a bloke, bored senseless, pretending that surfing the net for pointless shit was my only mission for the day. Googled nonsense shit MP3 and found you two fucking genius retards. And life has never been the same. So he talks about our show. He likes our show. He likes the formula. Blah, 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 blah. I don't mean to say blah, blah, blah. I mean, it was very
that's
touching.
Yada, yada, yada.
It's very touching.
Blah, blah, blah. You guys suck.
Anyway, that's Craig, your fan from Cape Town, South Africa.
Africa.
I wonder if you heard our episode where I talked about The Departed with Leonardo DiCaprio. And I couldn't understand where his fucked up accent came from, and it was from South Africa.
South Africa.
Kevalava. All right, and he loves, let me just read his last, I've downloaded 75% of your shows, and I've been listening, and although I know that one day it will come to an end, I've convinced myself that it will only happen after the world has seen the Tooth Fairy using the W as a condom. But fucks Jesus, Mary, and Joseph live on CNN. Now that would be something to see.
That
thanks, guys.
Is out of sight.
Yeah, but we like that. We were deluged. What's the word, John?
Yeah, I don't know.
Under a deluge.
Deluge. Yeah.
Of email about where the f are we? And I just grabbed. Those
oh, I
two
thought you were talking
they,
about the rain.
They made me laugh. John, they made me laugh.
They made you LOL.
And
humor.
That's what is going to bring Islam and
to their
the
knees.
Jews together. It's going to bring America and the UK together.
Yeah, okay.
Humor, John. Humor.
No, humor.
That's what it's all about.
It's all humor.
Humor, John.
Come on.
What's your fucking point?
So, yeah, I got a couple of comments. Want to hear them?
Sure, why not?
Smacktard Alley. I don't know if I read this one last time. I'll miss you guys. I know I did, didn't I? Have
I
a
don't
good
know.
Break.
Our
see
last
you
time
in
was
September.
Like...
You'll still get yeah. a vote because even without a show, you're still better than those other cunts. I said the C word. I didn't want to say it too loud. My wife's upstairs.
Say guns.
Guns. That was from Pauly B. But only because we're consistent and regular as clockwork. We're better than you. Oh, I'm sorry. Wrong one. Wee! Hold on to your berserkers, Chicago. It's about to get a whole lot windier. That's from the whore. We're better than you, but only because we're consistent and regular as clockwork. You remain our smart arse nemesis. See you in a couple of weeks with my manservant, Pauly B. Welcome back, Otter. Welcome back, guys. It's been a long, quiet summer with ya. Looking forward to Festivus Tetanus, too. Tet. It's from Stefan C.
Stefan C.
Stefan C.
I believe he comes in on the 28th. He leaves on the 30th, John.
Nice.
The great Stefan C.
The great.
The multiple PhD Stefan C, John.
Yeah. No doubt. No doubt, Scott. I'm down with it, with you on that.
Is that it with comments there, John?
Yeah, that's it. That's all I could find.
It's interesting you mentioned the Air Out My Shorts one because we just talked to Air Out My Shorts before we started broadcasting tonight.
Right.
And Preston Buttons may have a scheduling conflict, and the word whore may want to stay in Toronto for the Toronto Film Festival. So we're trying to convince them to come down because it's going to be a once-in-a-lifetime event, John. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Let's see. What else have we got? Podcasting news. We've been off for a while. What is it, like 6 weeks or 8 weeks or something?
Something like that.
We did an ad hoc in there. Now, one of the podcasts I listen to is called The Skeptic's Guide to the Universe. Do you listen to that one, John?
I think I have from time to time, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm a regular listener. I listen. I caught up, and I've been listening on a weekly basis. And what happened is one of the – they have like four people on the show. Maybe it's five. And one of the people on the Skeptic's Guide to the Universe, one of the people who founded the New England Skeptical Society,
yeah,
died, John. He died.
So?
So? What do you mean, so?
I don't know. What? So what?
So they did like a tribute
he
show.
He died.
He just died.
Are
this
you
guy's like
do a
42.
Tribute show for me?
Are you saying you're going to die before I do? What if I die before you do? Are you going to do a tribute show?
Oh, yeah.
I will do a tribute show for you, John.
I will do one for you.
That is out of sight.
At your funeral, I'll be giving the Eucharist, or what do you call it? Eulogy.
The Eucogy, yeah.
The Eucogy, no.
Whatever it's called. But if you want to know how to do a proper memorial show, you need to tune in to Skeptic's Guide to the Universe.
Yeah? Why is that?
For how they did their memorial show to
good.
One of their members.
Members.
It didn't bring a tear to my eye,
did
but
you?
it made me think, John. And that's what it's all about.
It's about thinking. Exchange
that's
of
right.
ideas.
No, it's not about thinking. It's making me think. That's what it's about.
Hey, you suck dicks!
All right.
The other thing is, I don't have clips, but... I found out that my cousin podcasts as well. My cousin. And if you want to check it out, it's called, the pronunciation is Opus Cool, which I think is gay. I think they should call it Opus Cool.
It's a real word, yeah, if you want to put a play or a twist or something.
Yeah, it's spelled OPUSCULE. And they do an audio podcast. But the thing that they really spend a lot of time on is video stuff, but they don't video podcast it. So if you want to check out the videos, type in Stegmeyer in Google Video.
What was that?
Stegmeyer, and you'll see their video work. And I don't know if they're really trying to become a corporate video company or not. I don't see how they can be. I don't know what their focus is. But they also have a podcast that they do every Sunday night. Just like we do, John.
Right.
And this is my cousin.
Yeah.
And the guy's done like 23 episodes. He doesn't even fucking tell me. He doesn't tell me a goddamn thing. You think he would come to me and ask like a mentor.
Come
you know,
to
a
you.
Mentor. But no. So just listen to it and let me know what you think. You know what I'm saying?
I couldn't listen to it.
Did you try listening
to
it?
Yeah, I had some production issues.
Well, the production is really bad. I think they just stick like one mic in the middle of a room and there's like four people talking.
Right.
And so they need to have some – and we can hook them up. We can set them up with a good production.
Yeah.
So they have a good quality sounding podcast. And the other thing is you hear a lighter going off like every 5 seconds. So my assumption is that they're smoking major ounces of the Mary Jane while they're doing the show.
Oh, that's great.
That's just my assumption.
No doubt.
What is that? Are we getting a call?
No.
What is that?
It's one of their fucking videos.
What are you talking about? Oh, right on.
It's an Opus Cool movie.
Opus Cool. Which I think they should just say Opus Cool. We're Opus Cool. You know what I'm saying?
The sound effect for the wipe is so loud.
It is loud. Well, as far as the video stuff and the overlays with the text, I think they got that down. But I think they need help with audio. And who better to turn to than producer, nominated producer of the year, John from TTN. But do they ask for our help? No, they don't. They're too cool for that, John. They're too Opus Cool for that, okay?
What's the name of the podcast? Voodoo Robot or Robot Voodoo?
Robot Voodoo something? I don't know. Who knows? I don't know. Do you know?
No, I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know. Robot Voodoo Power.
I think Robot Voodoo Power. They're on episode 23, John. Episode 23.
Isn't that what it's called?
Something like that. I don't know. You'll find it. We'll bring in a clip next time. We'll play a clip from their show.
A clit.
No, a clip.
Oh,
John,
clip.
A clip.
Right.
How dare you, John? Oh, can I talk about the music?
What happened to you, man? What happened?
I don't know what happened to me, but we're going to do this just for a test of the our audio hookup.
Emergency broadcast system, yeah.
Yeah, our emergency broadcast system. I'm going to play you a song, and you can tell me if you hear it or not, and it's being recorded, but I am totally into this song, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Are you ready? Should I give you a little intro? Can you hear that?
Yeah, I could hear it.
Okay, I'm going to stop it right now. Now, my daughter watches a lot of Disney, okay?
Disney?
Which means I watch a lot of Disney.
Disney?
Yeah, Disney. And there is a TV show on Disney called Phil of the Future. And the girl lead in the show is also a musician.
Yeah.
She's not like a Britney Spears.
Wow, okay, cool.
She writes her own music. But I'm sure she has help with the production because this is one of the best produced songs I've ever frickin' heard in my life. And I think that's what attracts me to it.
Not only that, but
the bass line. The bass line is kind of mimicked by some synthesizer, as well as her voice. I think the lyrics are great. I think it's got a good vocal hook melody. And I'm so blown, John.
Oh, my God.
By the drum production and how the drums are mic'd and recorded. And it may all be electronic drums.
Yeah.
I don't know. It may all be crap.
Right.
There may not even be a drummer. But I'm totally into this. I'm going to play it for you right now.
Let's hear it.
Allie and AJ, okay? They're sisters. And here it is.
Yeah, let me do the sound clips from now on.
What's going on? This is not the song. You can't hear
it. Yeah, I can hear it. What is that? The drums are great.
I don't know what this is. You can't even hear the drums. What's going on? Do I need to pan left or something?
I don't know. What are you doing? Don't let me go.
Yeah, that was a train wreck, John. The song is much better than this. I don't know what's going on. I got my iPod hooked up. All right, you're gonna have to go and get this song out on YouTube or something.
Yeah.
Go to YouTube and put in. Here's what you type in. You type in potential breakup song. Okay. Potential breakup song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hello.
You hear that, John?
Yeah, I hear that. What was that?
Who is that?
This is
I think it's TWW.
It's TWW, no doubt.
You think so?
That's right, from Air Out My Shorts. TWW joins us.
You sure about that?
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure this isn't Preston Buttons. Because her voice would be much higher, and it would be breaking a lot.
That's true.
You know, word whore.
So what's going on with you?
Not much. What's up with you?
So what happens when you guys record? You start drinking at what time? What time do you start drinking?
Oh, four-ish.
Four-ish. And right now it's what time in Canada? You know, because you're on a different
11-ish.
Dime zone.
Actually, I'm going to be in Canada Monday.
Monday, really? John will be in Canada.
Where in Canada?
Mississauga.
No way.
Way.
Why? Why would you go to Mrs. Sausage?
Business.
Where will you be? I'm coming to see you.
The waters. Well, I don't know if I'm just popping in for a day.
Tough shit. We're having lunch.
I don't know if I can.
I'll warn you, John. She's got a Kevin Smith fetish. And you've been mistaken for Kevin Smith.
I've been mistaken for Kevin Smith, Michael Moore.
Well,
the drummer from Cheap Trick.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm done for. Where are we meeting in Mississauga?
John. He doesn't know his way around.
I'm flying in for a meeting, and then I'm flying back out right away.
When, tomorrow?
No, next Monday.
Oh.
Yeah. Usually I stay at the Waterside, I think it's called, the hotel.
So what are you saying? You don't want to have lunch?
No, I do. I just
can't. No, he's saying that. He's just giving you the right dates. It's not tomorrow. It'll be the following Monday.
I make fake foreskins.
Yeah.
Are you a Peter Pupper?
All right, let's get back to Air Out My Shorts. You start at 4 o'clock. You start drinking, right? What are you drinking over there?
Roughly. I normally drink beer. Buttons is a rum and Coke only guy.
He's the guy with the rocks, right? He's the guy with the rocks.
He's got the rocks.
He's tinkling the
rocks.
He's got
the small hands and the rocks.
Yeah, the big rocks and the small hands.
So how many beers do you consume before the show starts?
Before we air?
Before you air, yeah.
Usually roughly five.
Five.
Wow.
Because six is too much? Or do you have the six as the show is going on?
There have been episodes where I've consumed six before, and you can tell the difference.
Wow.
Really? You know, I've been a long-time listener. I can't tell the difference between the five and the six-pack.
Bullshit.
The five and the six. Is there a five-pack?
You know the ones where I'm slurring and I fall off my chair? Those are
great shows.
Yeah, my favorite.
Really?
Absolutely.
So are you going to join us for Festivus Tetanus on the 29th?
Yes.
You will be there. Will Preston Buttons join you?
Only if he pays his own way.
All right, that's great. All right.
So what do you got up on your social calendar? What's coming up for a word whore of Air Out
My Shorts? I'm smack dab in the middle of Toronto Film Festival, which means I'm very busy.
What do you do there? What do you do there? Condiments?
Who
meet
do
and
I
greet?
Do?
What?
Yeah, that too.
It's more of a who do I do than what do I do.
All right,
I think
we'll
cleared that last year.
Last one, it was
Vince
Vaughn,
know.
Right?
Well, that's why we're recapping this year. Vince Vaughn isn't here.
He's not.
Right,
it's good, because I don't like reruns.
You broke up the Vaughnifer.
The Vaughnifer, yeah.
So you say.
So we say. You know, we just look at the evidence. We just present the evidence. We let people make up their own
mind. We have sound clips.
Oh, does that sound like me?
No.
Yeah, that sounds like
no,
me.
No, we're kidding. It's a joke. It's a complete joke.
Our show is satire.
Right. Hence
really?
The name.
Not Billy, I didn't get that.
Total Talk Serious.
So who's on the list this year?
This year? Well, who's here? Why don't you tell me who's in town?
I don't know who's there. I have no idea. I just heard about the Toronto Film Festival from Air Out My Shorts. That's where I heard it.
No way! It's the biggest
because you said,
film festival ever.
Well, in Toronto, I'm sure it is, but
in
other parts
everywhere.
Of the world, nobody knows about it, okay? Nobody.
It's big, dude. It's big.
Dude, Don Cheadle's going to be there.
Don Cheadle? Looney. From Oceans 11, 12, and 13?
How lucky am I?
Yeah, Peter Bart, Peter Gruber, Bill Maher. He's going to be there.
Bill Maher. I want to know.
Every woman's dream, Bill Maher.
So who's on the TWW's list?
Well,
Ethan Hawke. Seth Rogen.
He was here last year.
Greg Kinnear. Martin Scorsese. How about
like
Rosario Dawson, man?
Rosario Dawson.
Oh yeah. How do I get that?
Michael Moore's going to be there.
Okay, John.
Steve Zahn. That's it. No notables, man. That's all the
That's
guests.
So
that was it.
You tell us. You tell
so
us who.
Rosario Dawson is my only choice at this point.
Yeah, she talks about the
A-list.
Audio reception to the Tribeca
A-list,
Film Festival.
That's your only choice.
Christ.
Oh, no, there's Kevin Costner. Costner.
Steve. Oh, that's high on my list.
Steve Zahn.
Right up there with poking my own eyes out with a fucking rusty poker.
Really? Come on. I mean, Kevin Costner back in the day.
Back in the day, what did he do?
Hey, like a No Way Out?
He played dead.
Like a No Way Out? Huh?
Not a chance.
No? Really? I just saw his movie.
I thought
she was correcting you on the movie. No, it's not No Way Out. It was Not a Chance.
I would rather swim through fucking hot molten lava than
You know what this is saying to me, John, is that she tried for a Kevin Costner and she got rejected.
Shot her down.
Yeah, that's what it says to me.
Hurts.
I mean, how could you have so much hatred for a Kevin Costner? Unless the word whore explains herself right now.
How about Steve
he's
Zahn?
Icky. He's
what
icky.
What makes him icky?
Totally icky. You don't think Kevin Costner's icky?
Are we talking about Kevin Costner now or back in the day?
Entirely. In his whole run.
In his whole run.
Icky. Yes.
Starting out on the cutting room floor of, what was that movie?
So you find him sexy?
I found him very appealing in No Way
so
Out.
So what is it? All they do is play movies all day long?
No, God, no.
Well, I'm looking at the schedule right here, and they got like 2010, The Year We Make Contact, TV PG, starring Roy Scheider, John Lithgow. That was today at 10:30 a.m.
That's like an old movie,
yeah,
dude.
I don't yell at me.
So wait a minute, Toronto Film Festival plays old movies?
Yeah, then they play.
No wonder nobody shows up.
They play at 2:30 a.m. on Tuesday.
What do they play? Waterworld? Is that why Kevin Costner's there?
Dude, I don't know what you're talking about.
We're talking about the schedule for the week.
Don't make fun of my Canadian accent.
I wasn't.
You did.
I did not.
He didn't. He's trying to assimilate.
Come on, it's like the assimilate.
Try to assimilate.
Come on, it's kind of cute. I can't help my abouts.
About? What's it about?
What is it all about?
I don't know. I got a Canadian boss.
All right. You're
ooh,
more
Batman.
Elusive.
Saturday is Batman at 10 p.m.
I know.
Batman with Jack Nicholson?
We're so doing that.
And on movie of the month is The Firm on Tuesday, September 25th at 8 p.m.
The Firm with Tom Cruise?
With Tom, yeah, Cruise.
What is this? They go rent DVDs and they play them at the movie theater? That's the Toronto Film Festival.
I don't know.
What are you reading?
I don't know, but I see some pictures. Oh, there's a picture of the TWW.
No, that's not me. That's not me.
That is not the TWW, okay, John?
Okay.
That is not me.
Mm-hmm.
So how did you become so evasive? We've asked you a bunch of questions. You've given us pretty much shit. You've given us nothing here.
Ask me something I can answer, then.
That is one.
Why don't you ask yourself a question that you can answer?
How do I do that exactly?
Okay, cool.
Because I've asked you 10 questions. You haven't answered any of them. So
ask me something I can answer, brother.
Something you can answer. Okay. What did you have for lunch today?
Nothing.
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 Even there, I feel you're being evasive.
But it's the truth. It's the truth.
Out of sight.
I did not eat food today.
Let me ask you this. How did you meet Preston Buttons? Where do you hook up with the Preston Buttons?
Oh,
is that like a work relationship?
I have so never hooked up with the Preston Buttons.
Not in a hookup kind of way, but how do you form a relationship with the Preston Buttons? Are you attracted to small hands? I mean, what intrigues you about a Preston Buttons? Is it a working relationship?
It's strictly a working relationship.
Strictly a working, which carried over into this hobby of broadcasting Air Out My Shorts.
Yeah.
So where do you meet a Preston Buttons? At work?
Yes.
You show up at work and they say, hey, we want to introduce you to the male guy.
Here's your Preston Buttons. Congratulations, it's a boy. I don't know.
He'll make the coffee if you need it. describe to us the working relationship you have.
Fuck, he doesn't even pour my drinks. And he should. Even,
well, you drink beer. You just drink it right out of the bottle. I mean, what's the pour?
Well, he could go get it.
Oh, go get it. All right.
Oh, here we go. I was on the wrong website.
Does John pour your drinks?
All the time. Yeah. But between my breasts.
We have that kind of relationship.
I pour right between my breasts into his mouth.
So what are you saying? What are you saying? That you two are closer than we are?
I'm saying that we may be more intimate than you and Preston because you're not giving us any detail here.
You're probably right.
We'll tell you how we met. We'll tell you how often we've been naked together. But we don't get any of that detail from you.
I have never been naked with Preston, except he accidentally saw me naked once.
And how did he react to that? What did he do?
I think he felt like had a bit of an aneurysm.
So he apologized? Did he apologize for that? For seeing you semi or completely nude?
No, he was actually mad.
He was mad? Like it was your fault?
Yeah, it was my fault.
He's got a lot of other issues there.
Yeah. You didn't get a semi or what?
Small hands is just the tip of the iceberg, John. You know what I'm saying?
You didn't get a Woody?
I didn't know.
Did you say you like what you see? Drink it in.
Why would I say that?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't get that either.
It's from Blades of Glory.
Oh, Blades of Glory.
Drink it in.
Is that about skating?
Yeah.
It is about skating.
Chaz Michaels and Jimmy McElroy are figure skating. Boom! That was his fault.
I really don't believe there should be movies about figure skating.
I agree, but if you're going to have one, you need to have one. Where a female figure skater in a pairs group gets decapitated, don't you think?
Yes.
Tetanus.
Absolutely.
Okay, ask me something good.
What?
Nothing. Did you hear that, TWW?
What?
What?
There was something, maybe it was just
an
on
echo.
My end.
It's an echo on
No,
her
it
end.
Wasn't an echo.
What?
There's like a...
It wasn't me.
What you do on your end, pal, is your own business. You're wearing pants, right?
No.
Actually, oh, I was going to answer that question. All right, so the word whore may or may not be here the 29th with the Preston Buttons.
And I may or may... I may what or we're,
but,
what we're hearing is she will be here, but she may or may not.
May or may not.
Accompanying her.
Right.
To Festivus Tetanus.
Yes. I think we
right
lost
on,
her.
John.
Loser. I think we lost her.
I don't know. Who knows? It's Skype.
She's still on my board.
What's your fucking point?
Hey man, I gotta take a bathroom break. What do we want to do?
You gotta take a BM?
No, it's not a BM. I can tell you about my BMs recently, but
we've been on for an hour, man.
We have?
Yeah.
Well, it's an ad hoc. It's an ad hoc, John.
Well, you want to cut it and then do another one tomorrow?
We could cut it and do another one tomorrow. That's okay with me.
All right.
So we'll get this one out there. I'll try to get it out there tonight. And we will be back on the air tomorrow for another ad hoc until we get our shiznit together. You know what I'm saying, John?
No doubt.
No doubt.
All right. I don't know what happened. She's out. Oh, she's calling back.
Out.
All right. Well, this has been Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And
this is the Ad Hoc 101.
101.
It is not the official
right.
101.
Test Skype. stuff.
So what are you going to do? You're going to upload it for me, and then I'll download it and tag
it? We got to do this right here on the show.
Why
are we
going to
do it?
All right, here's what we didn't get to. I saw a bunch of movies, John, that I wanted to talk about. We got some science news and some other stuff. So we can talk about it. We'll cover that tomorrow. And how can we forget Larry Craig and the Dumb?
Right.
How can we forget those two knuckleheads?
Yeah, so stay tuned. We'll pick up on
that. Stay tuned. We'll be back tomorrow.
Right. All right.
You're listening to John and Scott.
Total Talk Nonsense.